We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Friday, Marks and Reese. We made it alongside Ike Reese. I am John Marks. What is up, Ike? He's coming, I promise. Ikey.
How is your boy, Johnny Marks?
What's up, brother?
I couldn't hear you, man. You got visuals in here, don't you?
Do I have visuals now? I do, yeah.
You see your boy in here, don't you? I'm in here struggling to get set up in here. You know, I got to clean up after Joe the camera.
I'm sorry.
Jeez. What a bad teammate.
You know what I was trying to do?
I got to disinfect this place before I go on the air, man.
I was trying to log into my computer in here, but the Neanderthal Richie has this caps locks on.
I will crush your face.
You know what I mean? So, like, I'm not scrambling, but yes, I at the same time wasn't exactly paying attention to what you were doing.
Okay, my bad.
Here I am. I lay myself bare.
He was bare in there. That's why Ike is scrubbing. And everything. Man, you know what? We have a lot to talk about today. I mean, there's so many different things that we can talk about, from the Sixers to the Phillies. Big win last night.
Big win.
How about the Flyers, Ike?
About the Fly Guys.
I'm going to do a segment on my head in here because that's bad. But so we'll talk about it all, right? We're going to have
Ron Elliott was on his head yesterday.
Yeah, exactly right.
You feel me?
Damn right. We're going to talk about it all. We have Elliott at 3 o'clock. Elliott Short Parks, our Eagles reporter.
I like the toss him on his head sometimes.
Yes, give him the DDT.
Yes.
On his I think head. Elliott is a Cowboys fan.
And then we have Tom McCarthy coming up at 4 o'clock. Last night, the Phillies broadcasters were accused of yelling while the Yankees were pitching in an effort to disrupt them.
Wow.
So we're going to open up the first episode of the WI People's Court, and we will give Tom a chance to defend himself. Because Jordan Montgomery can make accusations. The Phillies broadcasters, and we're bringing Tom on to defend the broadcasters, we'll figure out what's going on.
Well,
is there anything, Ike, you would like to say to your close personal friend, Aaron Boone?
Well, I mean, come on, Booney. Slow down, bro.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Ike.
I mean, a lot of whining going on yesterday. Come on, Booney. That's not an Eagles fan. That's not an Eagles fan's
reaction. When you're the big bad Yankees, the best organization
yes.
in baseball, when you won all the World, how many World Series have they won
27.
Now? 27. Yeah, 27. You're not supposed to come out and whine on multiple levels, and that's what Aaron Boone did. That's what Jordan Montgomery did. Wah! The fans, wah! Right?
Philly fans catching a bum rap again.
Shout out to the pandemic crew out there, yes. disrupting, causing yes. trouble.
Air horns.
They called into our show before the, was it the first game of the series, Jack?
Yes.
Yeah, so they called in. They told us what they were going to do. They did it. They had a drum line out there that was playing. Great work by them. See, we catch a lot of crap in this town, right?
Yeah.
But that's one of these things where that was amazing. That they were able to actually, like the Phillies players are talking about, Aaron Boone's complaining to the umpires about it. So, yes, good job by them. Let's start with the Sixers here, Ike, and we'll get into all of it here on the Marks and Reese Show at 215-592-9494. Sixers, without Ben Simmons, people are still being like, well, we don't know exactly how it's going to be. If you're a 76er fan, just deal with reality that he's probably not coming back this year unless you make a deep playoff run, right?
Yeah, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen 3 weeks. I've seen 6 weeks. Whatever. They should be cautious with this injury because he could end up dislocating it fully or worse.
And then needing surgery.
Right. So just be lucky that it wasn't a more serious injury.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I think about it, the more I really, really wonder if – and I'm not saying better off long-term without Ben Simmons because, frankly, if Ben Simmons figures it out and these guys figure out how to play together, that's their best chance to win. But this year only, I get the feeling they're going to look a little different, and there might be a fresh look and feel to the Sixers without Ben Simmons, right? Ben needs the ball in his hands to be effective. Otherwise, you have a 6'10" defender, because he's not like he sits there and he can shoot, mm-hmm. and he just needs the ball and then he can shoot. No, he needs to have the ball in his hands. It's going to hurt him defensively, no doubt about it. But surround Joel with shooters. And you'll be good.
Shooters, where are we picking those guys up from?
Furkan's got to elevate
shooter?
His game. Well, what else is he? Yeah.
Eighth, ninth, tenth man at best coming off the bench.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like Furkan, sure. Absolutely.
If your expectations aren't high, he's good for the process years. Like, he's good for the process years. He's not good when you're a title-contending team, when you have title aspirations. Furkan Korkmaz is nothing.
Well, I think the Sixers can be just as good, or with kind of the backup goalie mentality of like, hey, Ben's not here, everybody else has to step their game up. Mm-hmm. Too many guys were kind of standing around waiting to get the ball passed to them when Ben Simmons is on the court. Now you're going to see guys with expanded roles, and it might make them a little bit happier. And I just feel like that you're going to see it immediately where it just the team looks a little bit different, and they probably are going to look a little bit better too.
Yeah, see, that's the key. Of course they're going to look different without an all-star, all-league defender out there. Yeah, they're not going to look as good. The idea you think they may look better, I think, is just crazy. And I'm actually a little perplexed over the last 24-plus hours. When you lose a player the caliber of Ben Simmons in this town, the reaction, it has me baffled by the fans in this town. I don't get it. From complete apathy to we may be better off without him. What? Like what? I mean, this is almost as ridiculous as saying I'd rather have Doug Peterson and Jalen Hurts for 4 weeks as opposed to Carson Wentz with Deuce Staley and Rich Scangarello and Marty Morningwig. It's almost that ridiculous, but it's not completely that ridiculous.
Well, was that last week or was that Monday?
Yeah, that was.
Yes. Was that my opinion last week or Monday?
Yeah, that was the moment. That was, well, not only yours, that was more for Joe Santoligiglio.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I know you were with 42%
him. 42% of our polling audience.
Yeah. It was geared towards them, too, that 42%. My point is that you don't lose players the caliber of a Ben Simmons or even a Carson Wentz and think you're better. I know Nick Foles, that was once in a lifetime. I get it. We'll be going back to that example for the reason to go with a backup player.
I think it makes you better offensively.
We'll be doing that for the next 20 years because of Nick Foles won a Super Bowl that way. That's not the formula for success. Hold up. And Ben Simmons, I think, gets completely disrespected as a star in his profession. You know I'm not the biggest Ben Simmons fan, but I've come to grips with what Ben Simmons is, and I can appreciate the other aspects of his game and how he makes the team better being out there as opposed to not being out there. A, you got one of the top 5-6 defenders in the league on the perimeter that you no longer have. So when he has to go up against – and listen, I know T.J. Warren cooked him. I know. That's a bubble. I'm talking about the playoffs. If he has to go up against a Jaylen Brown, who else I'm thinking of in Boston? The other kid, Jason Tatum. Then in Miami, Jimmy Butler, some of these guys. He can't stop Giannis, but you can put him on Chris Middleton. Like what? Or Pascal Siakam. These are guys that Ben Simmons isn't going to be a deer in headlights when he has to play them. Those are the guys over a 7-game series that you have to gear your game plan towards not allowing them to go off. And the one you're going to start with is Ben Simmons guarding those guys. Now you're talking about Timothy. Now you're talking about Matisse Thybulle.
Mm-hmm.
Is possibly being that guy. Come on, man.
Injured
Mike Scott. None of those guys can play defense at the level that Ben Simmons plays. Now let me take you to your offensive side. Why he's a plus. He's not a ball hog, so he doesn't need 18, 15, 20 shots a game. He's more than happy contributing in other ways on the offensive end. He's an extra distributor of the ball, so when he threatens the defense by driving to the hole and that defense has to respect him and they collapse down, you know who's getting open shots? My boy Tobias Harris, mm-hmm. Your boy Korkmaz. These guys are getting open shots because Ben Simmons draws attention. Like, those are the things that you aren't going to have. Like, the fact that you don't have his threat on the offensive end, that's going to allow defenses to collapse on Joel Embiid. We think Embiid's going to get a chance to operate even more. No, he's not. Now all the attention goes to Joel Embiid. I just think not having Ben Simmons, they'll be lucky to get out of the first round. Lucky.
Well, they're going to be lucky to get out of the first round anyway.
I don't believe that. I believe with Ben Simmons, they had a very good chance of getting out of the first round and getting all the way to the conference finals. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
There's no chance of that now. And not having this guy, I just don't understand how people feel better not having Ben Simmons out there.
Playoff basketball, he's a liability on offense. He's a liability. Ben. We've seen that the last 2 years.
Yep.
This is going to give the Sixers a different look. And I think it'll be like, I think like part of the chemistry issue is Ben and Joel playing together sometimes, right? I don't think they dislike each other, but there's obviously sometimes there's some chemistry issues. And as we saw during the regular season, a lot of that is that Ben won't shoot. Right, to where like no one wants to come out and say it, but that's what's on everybody's mind.
We all say it. What do you mean nobody comes out and says it?
The players don't want to come out and bitch about it all the time.
Well, it's not their role.
Okay,
that's not what they should do. Brett Brown has told him to shoot the ball.
But that's part of the issue with chemistry. Now he's not there. Let's see what they look like. And I think it will be refreshing for the team. This isn't a regular season. He's been Ben Simmons.
Exactly, you're right. It's not the regular season.
Ben Simmons has been their worst offensive player of the starting five the last 2 years. Especially last
year. You're nuts.
Well, I mean, last year he was. Sure he was.
You're nuts.
Well, how am I nuts?
You're nuts.
They put him in the...
The guy averages 17, 8, and 8. 16, 8, and 8. The worst of the group,
well,
really?
Look at some of the guys.
He's a third leading... Well, you don't want to say he's been the worst of the starting five, but I said you're nuts.
He has been the biggest issue on offense in the playoffs. Yes,
nah,
he has been.
What in the playoffs? But we hadn't seen him in these playoffs. Embiid has had issues in the playoffs. Brett Brown has had issues. You act like Ben Simmons is the only person that has issues on this team in the postseason.
215-592-9494. This team didn't have a chance when Ben was healthy. Maybe they have a chance
now. Got a chance.
Maybe, yeah. Absolutely.
None.
Why not? Like last year in the deciding.
Because you don't just replace an all-league defender and a triple, well, not a triple threat, but you know what I mean, when he's a triple-double threat. You just don't replace that with Shake Milton and Alex Burks and Howell Neto
Eastern Conference
and Mike Scott. Like, you don't replace it with that.
Eastern Conference semifinals last year, Ben Simmons, 14 points, 6, 10, 10, 7, 21 points in 13.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sorry, that's not good enough,
yeah,
right?
And you also had Jimmy Butler and J.J. Redick. You don't have Jimmy Butler and J.J. Redick.
Yeah, you need those guys.
Yeah, but you don't have them.
215-592-9494. We'll open up the phone
lines.
Don't
have them.
Do you believe the Sixers can actually be better now that Ben Simmons won't be with this team for the postseason? And listen, we'll open up for Flyers fans too, Ike. Big win yesterday, the Flyers.
Yep.
Yeah. They feel like they have I don't know anything about hockey, and I'm not saying that I do, but isn't there a feel to this team right now? Like, there's just a feel. Like, you felt when they were coming up with that young roster, right?
I hope so. I'm just ready to ride the wave. I'm
Me too.
Cheerleading. We're bandwagoners. Yeah, who doesn't want the Flyers to win?
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese.
The whole city will be on this bandwagon in a couple weeks. Don't worry.
Damn right.
The Sixers will be at home, and the Phillies, whew. I mean, it's nice they split with the Yankees, but they need to get it going. Need to go on a nice little win streak.
Still with this bullpen. You just
yeah.
right up to the last out, you were
yeah.
sweating that
Yeah,
game.
You need to go on a nice little win streak.
Marks and Reese. Open up the phone lines coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94WIP. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's want to join one of the greatest teams in the area. Chickies and Pete's is looking for new team members. Apply at chickiesandpete's.com. Back after this.
Here they come. Team of the year.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6ers.
10, 9, 8, 76ers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6ers. Marks and Reese, we're back. Yeah, 76ers. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. If you want to join one of the greatest teams in the area, Chickies and Pete's is looking for new team members. Apply at chickiesandpete's.com. Yes, 76ers, and they're back at it. Is it tonight? Yeah, Orlando. Markelle Fultz gets a chance to beat them.
We could use Markelle Fultz right now. We need a point guard.
You could use one. You're right. Absolutely. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is offering 5 years, no interest for all diamond rings purchased in August. Shop local and get her the ring that she wants right now. Mark's-Jewelers.com. And the question is...
Are we all ready to admit the Sixers made a mistake trading Markelle Fultz?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, because they got nothing back in return.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he looks like a damn NBA player now.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Now, like, ultimately, is he ever going to live up to the first overall pick?
No,
probably not, but can he help your team?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he better than Shake Milton? Yes.
Well.
Listen, I like Shake Milton. Yeah, he's better than Shake Milton.
Well, he's more talented. He's more talented than Shake Milton, that's for sure.
Okay, that's another way of phrasing what I said, okay.
What do you think will happen to the Sixers in the playoffs now that Ben Simmons is likely out? Lose first round, make second round, Eastern Conference Finals, make the NBA Finals. Wow, Jack, you don't normally give that many choices in your Twitter questions.
Well, I mean, Sixers fans are babies online. So
well,
I
oh, my God.
Make the NBA Finals
babies.
Could have been left out. You could have left out make the NBA Finals.
It's an option.
All right.
Until they're out, you can't not say that they could make the NBA Finals. So
69% says losing the first round, Mike.
Yeah.
More people say
sounds
make the
about right, yeah.
More people say make the NBA Finals than Eastern Conference Finals. 5% to 3%.
People are excited.
Jack, what do you think about Ben Simmons being out?
I think anytime you lose a guy that's on a Hall of Fame track, it's never the best thing. But I do think there's a little bit of a chance that I think they can go on a run here. I just feel like, you know, I feel like there's always a burden to get the ball in Ben Simmons' hands, even though he doesn't really do much for me on the offensive side of the ball. I understand what he brings defensively, but I just think that there's a chance that the team's going to look more smooth without him out there. And I'm interested to see how it goes.
Yeah, they'll look smooth losing.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, they look fluid. Like how the ball moves. Oh, they just didn't have enough points at the end of the game.
They were not going to be favored to win the first round series anyway, so... You know,
that may be true, but I know their chances didn't improve with Ben Simmons out of the lineup.
Maybe it did. Let's go to Julius in Burlington, New Jersey. Julius, how are you?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Julius?
What's up, Julius?
Listen, let me start by saying, the moment Ben Simmons gets a three-point shot with all the God-given talent he has, 76ers win a chip, no doubt. But, Ike, man, you got to get off this Eastern Conference Finals thing, man. It ain't happening. If you got a better chance now that Ben Simmons is out, because like you guys said, you're forced to give him the ball. You're forced to play him because he's your first overall pick. But what does he do? You got three guys that do the same thing. Him and Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, Claude in the lane, you know?
Well, no, him and Tobias Harris do not do the same thing. Not even remotely close.
Tobias Harris is a spotty shooter, man. Come on.
Well, Ben Simmons is not a shooter at all. I'm just telling you they don't do the same thing. That's my only point. And secondly, the moment Ben Simmons' injury was disclosed to us, the Eastern Conference Finals thing was out the window. You hear me? I got them possibly going home in the first round. You must have misheard me today. I don't have them in the Eastern Conference Finals. My point is that they're likely to be going home in the first round. Now I'm there because Ben Simmons is not there. I'm arguing against the idea that somehow this team could be better without Ben Simmons. That's what I'm arguing against.
But look at Joel Embiid. If you got a guy like Alex Burke with ball, right, you know he has a shot. He can go off to get 30 and 20 every night.
Who?
Because he has a chance now. Because the defense doesn't just fall into the lane.
Man, we got to run, Joel. Charge your phone or something.
Embiid has a chance to get 30 and 20? Sure he does. Embiid's going to do what he does. It's not about Joel Embiid. This is about you don't have enough good players. That's what this is about. You just took away an all-star player. You just took away an all-league defender. Like, the playoffs are about star players. It's not about, like, the role players. They add a little flavor, a little seasoning. They aren't the main course. They aren't the main course, and you're not winning a series because of role players. No, star players. When the other team is coming at you with Jason Tatum, Hayward, Gordon Hayward, and Jaylen Brown, and Kemba Walker, and you're going back at them with Shake Milton and Matisse Thybulle and who else? Korkmaz.
Mike Scott.
Yeah, that's not going to get it done. Embiid can do whatever he wants to down low. That's not going to be enough.
But, I mean, isn't the real issue with the 76ers?
How are you going to guard the other team when they're scoring at will? The defense has been the issue in the bubble, not the offense, defense.
But just to me, when they look bad, they look really bad. And it seems like when things start to go wrong, then everything just unravels, right? And that's with Ben Simmons on the court. Now, is it his fault? I'm not saying it's his fault. What I'm saying is that I've seen it too much in the playoffs the last 2 years, and he hasn't changed his game. This is the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, he was supposed to be the power forward. He never really – I mean, he was the power forward for maybe that one game. And now, slowly but surely, the ball was going in his hands more to where it really looked like it was just what he was doing before. It didn't look any different. He had taken a three-point shot with three or four straight games. He took one in the last game. But it's not just the three-point shots. It's also the mid-range jumper. He was going back to doing what he was doing before. He wasn't even trying to score.
That's what he's – you don't need him to score. How many points are the Sixers averaging in the bubble?
You do need him to score.
No, you don't. They're averaging 125, John. You don't need him to score.
Okay, so what's the problem with them going forward then?
It's the defense. That's been the issue. They gave up 46 one game in the fourth quarter and 43 another game in the fourth quarter.
With Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
With Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe guys in extended minutes actually step
up. No, you're talking about his offense, and I'm telling you the defense has been the issue. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, with the team and Ben Simmons.
I'm saying they've been able to score without Ben Simmons scoring a bunch of points.
This is a quote-unquote regular season game. It's never been about regular season. They're always good in the regular season. When it comes to a seven-game series, when it comes to a series, that's where he's had issues. That's where he gets shut down. That's where he gets...
Yeah, and you mean to tell me he can't give you... Hold on. You mean to tell me he can't give you 15, 16, 17 points?
Some games. Other games, he gives you 14, 6, 10, 10, 7.
Yeah, but 9, 10, 11 rebounds, 13 rebounds, 8 assists, couple steals. He does all those things, too.
Let's go to Jeremy in St. Louis. Jeremy, what's up? How are you?
Johnny Marks, I agree.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, can I get some Ike juice?
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. All right, guys. Flyers, I mean, this team is just looking so fancy. I mean, everything they do just brings a smile to my face. I don't know if you guys watched it last night. I'm sure you did.
We were on the air for the first portion of the game, right? Mm-hmm. Or for most of it. By the time I got home, it was already over. Mm-hmm. But I saw the highlights.
Well, Cooch lays this dude. Like, Couturier's going for the puck. And, like, literally, Couturier just bricks walls this guy and just completely flattens him out. It's something to see if you haven't seen it. But Flyers, give him a good clapping of the hands. These boys are going to make a couple appearances, and they're probably going to bring it home and go down Broad Street. So I just shout out to the Fly Boys. They look great.
They're going down Broad, or we're going to watch the parade from the windows.
From the office.
I'm saying the parade's coming, you know?
No, I know, but you think they're going to have a parade and invite us? Or?
Oh, of course.
I don't know. We can't have a parade.
Well, look. Let me
Okay.
I'm just messing around. But let me talk to you guys about Ben. Okay. So he says it himself. Oh, I'm an all-star without shooting the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that in his brain he's just literally not going to shoot the ball, so he can be remembered as that one guy who never shot the ball but played to a great level of excellence?
No, I think he's going to shoot the ball when he feels comfortable. I don't know when that is. I agree with everyone else. It's frustrating. I understand it. I just choose not to harp on it anymore, Jeremy. That's all.
I hear you.
That's all. I mean, it's the one thing that we harp on with the kid. Shoot jump shot, shoot a jump shot, shoot a jump shot. Okay, what about the other 8 things he does well?
All right, let me ask you this. If Brett Brown, say the best coach to ever do it, the dude on his first, Popovich, right? Do you really think that Ben Simmons would go this long without actively shooting the ball under Popovich?
Yes.
You think he would shoot the ball, yeah?
No, I think Ben Simmons is a sort of he's been tabbed as a star player probably since he was about 12 or 13, 14 years old. And in the NBA, star players usually do what they want to do. You know, did Greg Popovich make Kawhi Leonard play? Did he make Kawhi Leonard do anything? No, he made Kawhi Leonard leave San Antonio is what he did.
That's true.
Because Kawhi Leonard didn't want to be with Greg Popovich anymore. So the era of the Tim Duncans and the Manu Ginobili's, those type of guys, those are far and few. The star players in this league, they pretty much do what they want to do.
Yeah, for the most part, you're managing them and trying to make them happy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just what it is. What do you think? Embiid, his conditioning. Embiid, and when he chooses to play, when he doesn't choose to play. Like, he's no different. Only difference is he scores.
Yeah, I think
he's
said
a great
it.
Offensive player.
Yeah, I think you said it that if you want to see how he would do under Pop, look where Kawhi is right now. He's not on the team anymore.
Exactly.
Yep. Agree. Let's go to Chris in Broomall. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, Ike. Okay, I just have a question, and you will agree to this because you said it.
Okay.
Do you think the problem is going to be the defense?
Yes.
Moving forward, isn't that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the problem is going to be the defense, and I think they will miss him, Simmons. They're scoring 46 points, other teams, in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying they're not going to miss him, but there's other teams are scoring 46 points.
Yeah.
I completely agree that it should be next man up should do something. Nobody is going to play defense like Simmons. Nobody. But you're going with they're going to miss his defense, which I'm not saying he's not a good defensive player, but mm-hmm. other teams are still scoring 43 and 46 points.
Okay, and I'm going to – hold on. I'll let you go. Let me reply to you, Chris. I'll let you finish. Part of that is one game he was in foul trouble, and I think he eventually fouled out. The other game he got injured in when they gave up 43 points. He wasn't even out there.
So he got in the foul trouble.
Yeah, he got in the foul trouble. That's what I'm saying. One game he got in the foul trouble and eventually fouled out in the fourth quarter. So maybe that contributed to the 46 points in the fourth quarter. In the other game he got injured early and didn't even make it to the fourth quarter.
So you don't think that they don't have a chance now? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think they got a slight chance of winning in the first round, depending on who that matchup is. But even if they win that series, I think it's going to be a seven-game series. And then it's over in four in the second round. They would have to play either Milwaukee or they would have to play Toronto in the second round. And I don't think they could beat either one of them. One game.
Okay, and what's today's date?
7th, August 7th.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm calling you back.
Call me, baby.
2:32. After they go in and they win, I'm calling you back because you're just going to leave everything on this guy Simmons. All you hear from Coach Brown after games is Simmons. After practice, Simmons, Simmons, Simmons. He needs to start talking about other guys on the court or other guys that can contribute. And if not, then they need to bring in other guys. I'm not saying – I don't think Scott is going to save great. I don't think Neto is going to save everything. But I can say this. Thibault is an excellent, excellent defensive player.
Oh,
he's
yeah?
He's not going to give you the points that Simmons does, but he's an excellent defensive player.
Yeah, I like Thibault. Let's see how he plays defense for 40-plus minutes.
And I will call you back, and we can have this same discussion.
Okay.
You guys have a great weekend, and stay out of trouble.
You too, Chris. Thank you very much.
I'd be surprised if the series goes 6 against Boston, he doesn't foul out of 2 of the games.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, if he has to be your main defender on Tatum or Jaylen Brown or Gordon Hayward, that's the problem. See, when you had Simmons, you can run him in tandems. Tobias wasn't a starter, so he didn't have to play as many minutes, which made him more effective playing the 25 minutes that he plays because he can give you maximum energy. Well, now if he has to play 35-plus minutes, we'll see what that energy looks like on a defensive end going up against an all-league scorer, a guy who averages 25, 26 a game.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what that defense looks like. Ben Simmons can play 40-plus minutes any night. He gives you 40 minutes on a regular with no problem. He's a tremendous athlete, tremendous conditioned athlete. And he doesn't need to score. So, we'll see. I like Matisse Thybulle. I like Matisse Thybulle. Okay, well, he's going to have his hands full.
Give the young man his chance, Ike.
Well, he's going to get his chance.
He certainly is.
He's going to get his chance.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Ike, a moment happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
And
remember this.
Yes.
While we're talking about Thybulle, I'm not so sure how much in love Brett Brown is with Matisse Thybulle.
No, he probably is making too many rookie mistakes being that Brett doesn't – he's not going to have a choice at this point.
Yeah, but what my point is that his concerns with Matisse Thybulle are going to be on full display.
All right. Or he's just completely wrong.
Saying.
I mean, listen.
Or he's completely wrong, okay.
Or he needs to give like for example, a guy like Doug Collins or Larry Brown wouldn't allow a young player that was making mistakes to play. Right, like what was it? Doug would never put Vucevic in, even though clearly he was one of their better offensive players because that's the kind of coach he was. Brett doesn't come off to me as being one of those guys that's going to be like, oh, young player making mistakes, I'm not going to put him in there. That's why I don't understand. Like, give him a chance. Get him out there. What do you got to lose?
And that's what they're going to do now. I'm just saying prior to that, when he had the option of playing him or not playing him.
He did not.
Okay.
215-592-9494. But last night – Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons why I love the city and I love our fans in this city, because it was a moment that we all should have been proud of as Philadelphia fans. And the Yankees were whining. The big bad Bronx Bombers were whining and complaining last night about a couple different things. Specifically, the fans outside of Citizens Bank Park. Was that what they were doing? Is that what it sounded like? We'll talk about it coming up. Yankees complaining. And can the Sixers be better without Ben Simmons heading into the playoffs? We'll talk about it coming up next. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Back after this.
Hey, sports are finally back, and I've been taking in all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, we talk about the four majors. Well, we know professional football should be back here in another month, but the other three sports are going. You know what also has me excited? Golf being back. And we're talking about the PGA Championship this week. One of the majors, man, and Tiger was on the leaderboard. Three strokes back. We'll see how he does today. Looks like he has a good shot at making the cut this weekend. Good luck to him. But, man, the PGA Championship, always great odds and different prop bets that you can make on FanDuel Sportsbook as they allow you to wager on the PGA Championship. And FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook app. Here's why. The app is super easy to use. Now, whether you're a seasoned bettor or you're new to wagering, you'll find what you're looking for in just a few taps. And once you win, FanDuel pays you out in as little as 24 hours. Best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook will let you place your first bet risk-free. Just place any bet you want and get up to $500 back if you don't win. Type in FanDuel.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.